Thursday, March 6th. This was the moment I'd been dreading. The chief of security was about to make the very first call to parents. Mine! Why me? Probably because Mackenzie had convinced everyone that her parents were on a 6-month-long hiking trip in the rainforest of Peru, and the cell phone reception there was pretty much non-existent. That girl is such a liar. I mean, what idiot would even believe such a wacky story? How about the entire security team? They decided to take Mackenzie's suggestion and send a note to her parents by carrier pigeon. I just knew my parents were going to kill me. But I tried to look on the bright side. When they were found guilty of attempted murder, we could all go to prison as one big, happy family. And with me, Mom and Dad out of the way, Brianna would have unlimited use of my cell phone and get to eat her favorite meal. A big bowl of ketchup, raisins, and ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Brianna, home alone, getting sticky crud all over my phone. Just as I was about to give up hope, and my parents' telephone number, in walked the very last person I expected to see. No, it wasn't Santa Claus, silly. It was Trevor Chase! And everyone in the room immediately rushed over and started talking to him all at the same time, including me. Trevor, I was tricked into doing hair, makeup, and styling for 3 common criminals. My ugly intervention reputation will be ruined. Our identities have been stolen by some dance divas wannabes. Yeah, and they're not even very good dancers. Dancers? They can barely walk. You should have seen them staggering around here in those heels. So we've apprehended 6 suspects in connection with a crime spree committed on the arena premises, and our investigation is ongoing.
I'm Mackenzie, remember me? I won the Westchester Country Day Middle School Talent Show with my amazing dance routine. Anyway, don't believe anything Nikki Maxwell is going to say about me. She's delusional because she forgot to take her meds today. Actually, you need help, Mackenzie. How dare you say such mean things about my BFF Nikki and whisper insidious accusations in the ear of the mob. Virgil.
Hey, I'm Jessica, and I can play Yankee Doodle Dandy on the accordion while tap dancing in pink designer cowboy boots. I'd be just perfect for your show. Listen to this.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Nikki is my BFF, so just back off. By the way, is anyone going to eat these cupcakes or these cookies or these brownies or these... Ow! That hurt.
I just want to go home. Wah!
Sir, if you could just sign here, my security team will have the authority to press charges against everyone involved.
Finally, Mr. Chase had had enough.
Quiet, everyone, please, he shouted.
Then he continued.
Okay. I have just one very important question. Who is responsible for all this ruckus?
That's when all the very angry people in the room suddenly pointed at me. Me getting blamed by a ruthless mob. The whole thing was my fault. Kind of. If I just stayed home and shared a big bowl of ketchup, raisins, and ice cream with Brianna, none of this would have happened. I stared at my feet and sighed. I was pretty sure I had kissed that record deal goodbye. Mr. Chase, I'm really, truly sorry about the mix-up. But our backstage passes went missing, so we had to kind of sneak backstage and then borrow the Dance Diva's costume so no one would recognize us. And by the time we finally got here to talk to you about our recording deal, you'd already left.
And then we got arrested. I'm really sorry I misled everyone and pretty much ruined your evening. That's when Trevor Chase stared at me with this perplexed look on his face. Do I know you? Wait a minute, are you Nikki Maxwell? He said, squinting at me closely. First he smiled, then he chuckled, then he laughed, hysterically, like he was losing his mind. And soon everyone else in the room had joined in the laughter too. Even me. Although I didn't have the slightest idea what was so darn funny. Blaine, you're a genius, Trevor sputtered. I was totally convinced Nikki and her friends were really the dance divas. I'd like to offer you a job doing hair, makeup, and wardrobe for my TV show.
I'd love to, Blaine gushed. When I saw these three girls and their tacky clothing, unruly split ends, and that hideous unibrow, I felt so sorry for them. So I begged them to let me do a makeover. Then I insisted on dressing them in my latest fab fashions. As I always say, I'm a stylist and a magician.
So do you still want to press charges against them?
Mr. Grumpy asked, impatiently tapping his pen on his notepad. Press charges against them? Why, no. The only thing criminal about these girls is the way they're murdering those stilettos. OMG, they walk like dizzy giraffes with jellyfish ankles. I could not believe we were being ripped apart by the world-famous Blaine Blackwell of Ugly Intervention fame. Again! He made us feel like uncivilized barnyard animals. Squee!
Case closed, Mr. Grumpy announced. And now that I've worked up an appetite, I'll just help myself to a few of these delicious pastries and then be on my way.
Thank goodness everything worked out so well in the end. Mackenzie even apologized for accidentally stealing my tickets. She said she had been on her way to the bathroom, but somehow she'd gotten lost and ended up backstage, eating cupcakes while wearing an ID tag with my name on it. Like, who does that? That girl is such a pathological liar. I think she started acting super nice and sweet just to try to impress Mr. Chase. And yes, after Zoe put me on a total guilt trip, I accepted Mackenzie's apology and decided not to press charges against her and send her to jail. But that was only because I felt really sorry for the poor prison inmate who was going to get stuck sharing a bunk with her. Hey, I wouldn't wish Mackenzie on my worst enemy. Which, unfortunately, she is. Anyway, Blaine let us keep our Dance Divas outfits, which inspired a brilliant idea for Halloween. We could paint our faces vomit green and be the dead dance diva zombie queens. Am I not a genius? So we finally had that meeting with Mr. Chase, and get this. He said he was ready to move forward with recording our song, Dorks Rule. Squee! We'll be working with his producer at a local studio while he finishes the world tour with the Bad Boys. He even decided to stay in town an extra day to launch a brand new project. Mr. Chase planned to meet with our parents to have them sign permission forms and contracts that following day on Sunday. And afterward, he was going to treat all my band members to a pizza lunch at Queasy Cheesy and make a big surprise announcement. Chloe and Zoe were so happy. They said recording a song was going to be the most exciting thing that had ever happened to them. They also told me I was a really wonderful friend, even though I had almost gotten them arrested. Then they both gave me a big glamazon hug. Chloe and Zoe squishing me in a big hug. I was really looking forward to spending time with Chloe and Zoe in the studio. And since Brandon is our drummer, that meant I was also going to be spending a lot of extra time with him, too. Squee! Although, I have to admit, deep down inside, I am a little nervous about this project. I have to remind myself it is just a song. Not brain surgery. I mean, how hard can it be? Gotta stop writing now. My mom is calling me for dinner. I'll finish writing about what happened next tomorrow. Hopefully.